The Red Cross has confirmed the existence of a second jail at the Bagram U.S. Air Base in Afghanistan. The U.S. military says there is no such additional facility, but former detainees who spoke to the BBC's Hillary Anderson said they were held in a separate secret building where they were subjected to abuse. The BBC's Hillary Anderson produced a half-hour documentary airing today on BBC Radio 4. She's on the line with us now. Hillary, when did you first hear about this potential other jail?
There have been rumors about it for several months, I think starting towards the end of last year. Prisoners who've come out of the big jail, Parwan, which is the official prison that the military completely acknowledges the existence of and, in fact, took me on a tour of, prisoners who've come out of that facility talk about a jail they call the Tor Jail, which translates as the Black Jail or the Black Prison, and they talk about abuses in there, isolation, sleep deprivation, being held in cold cells to the point of it making them shiver, and a lot of them talk about a light being on 24 hours a day.
So the U.S. military did not allow you to interview current prisoners there, but you did speak to former prisoners. Here's one of them speaking with you through a translator.
Nobody could sleep in Tor Jail because there was a machine that was making noise.
What was the noise like? Can you imitate the noise?
The machine which made the noise was like shing, and it's very irritating. There was a small camera type in the door, and they were checking from there. If someone was asleep, then they disturb. They intentionally woke me up. They intentionally woke up other prisoners.
How long did you go without sleep for?
I did not sleep for 24 days, and we did not know the day and night.
Hillary, are we to assume that when detainees call this place a black jail, they mean a black site, a place that's not known to the public and where, as you described it earlier, forms of torture take place?
I think they use the word black because they don't like it, because their families don't know where they are when they go there, and also because bad things happen in this facility. The U.S. military would not acknowledge the existence of any other detention site on the Bagram Air Base when we asked them about it. But, you know, we logged the stories of nine prisoners who gave very consistent stories, very similar, almost identical descriptions of the cells, which were 2 meters by 2 meters made of concrete.
Now, the U.S. military, as you said, denied that there was such a facility, but they said they would look into reports of abuse. Any follow-up on that?
Well, we sent them detailed allegations from these prisoners, and they wrote back to us on Friday, and they said they would investigate credible allegations, but they would not be releasing the results of those investigations directly to the media. As they put it, they would release the results in accordance with law and policy, whatever that means. So I'm not sure that we'll be able to find out what the results of their investigations are, but they do seem to take such allegations quite seriously, and they did say they'd look into them. And they're very keen to show the world, and in fact, I believe that's why we were taken around the Parwan detention facility, that things have improved since the days of President Bush. And that's their big message to the world, that the main jail at Bagram is a much better place than the notorious old Bagram jail. And indeed, that did seem to be true. But the problem is, of course, there's another jail on the Bagram Air Base, apparently.
How long, according to your research, Hillary, could this secret facility have been operating?
Well, we've talked to prisoners who, the nine that we talked to who were quoting here, were in this facility in the period of the Obama administration. But I've also talked to a number of prisoners who were in a facility that sounded very similar, if not the same, under President Bush's period in power. So it looks like it's been in existence for a while, or if not, something very similar to it has.
Hillary, what else does your documentary tell us that we should know?
The way I understand it is that the U.S. military under President Obama is working off a field book, the Army Field Manual, which was rewritten in 2006 under President Bush. And that field manual has a controversial section in it called Appendix M. And in the small print of Appendix M, you see that prolonged isolation, sleep deprivation within certain limits, depriving people of vision and sound is permitted. This Army Field Manual argues that these measures are in line with the Geneva Conventions and other U.S. law, but that is controversial. It's disputed by organizations like Amnesty International. Anyway, that seems to be the legal basis behind some of these measures that are being used. And the military might want to portray these measures as fairly benign or soft, but in fact, the people that we spoke to, they were in quite a bad state. Some of them were suicidal, some of them were depressive, some of them couldn't think clearly. So prolonged isolation, sleep deprivation, these other measures do have quite a serious impact on people who are subjected to them for any length of time, and this is very well documented medically.
The BBC's Hilary Anderson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.